Throughout the 80s, U2 kept evolving as a band. But as they entered the 90s, they would reinvent themselves with their seventh album, Achtung Baby, an album that would debut at the top of the charts on this date, December 7th, 1991. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Anticipation was high as the band's previous two albums, The Joshua Tree and Rattlin' Hum, had both reached the top of the Billboard 200 album chart. When it was released in November, Achtung Baby would sound closer to David Bowie than anything found on the Foursome's previous six albums. This wasn't a coincidence, as the early sessions took place in the same studio as Bowie's Berlin Trilogy, and U2 hired Bowie's producer Brian Eno. Even though they were one of the biggest bands in the world, the partially negative reception to Rattlin' Hum influenced Achtung Baby. Rattlin' Hum was the soundtrack to the film that was a mix of live songs from the Joshua Tree tour with the band's attempt at new American-sounding songs. U2 took the criticism seriously and went in a totally different direction. They embraced electronic and industrial music as the building blocks for a very European-sounding record. The politically charged lyrics they had built their success on were gone, replaced by songs about relationships and breakups. Despite sounding unlike anything they had done before, fans and critics alike were thrilled. The album was full of instant classics and fan favorites, even better than The Real Thing, Mysterious Ways, Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses, and One. U2 would then become known for changing it up with each new record. Their constant reinvention began on this date, December 7th, 1991, when Achtung Baby debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Do you feel the same?